Hi, Undisclosed listeners. It's Rabia here. We've gotten a ton of questions from you guys about what we are planning on doing now that we wrapped up season two of our podcast, The State vs. Joey Watkins. Is there going to be a season three? Everyone wants to know. Well, as you can probably imagine, it takes a lot of time and preparation to fully investigate a wrongful conviction. Given that we worked on Joey's case right up until the final episode, we're going to need some time before we can do a deep dive into a third case. But that doesn't mean you won't be hearing from us this year. We are doing something a little bit different for 2017, something that I think you're going to find really exciting. Instead of bringing you one single case, one story, we're actually going to bring you four different stories, each covered for shorter stretches. Susan, Colin, and I are each working on our own story arcs about radically different cases, and then the three of us will come back together in the fall to do a series on a wrongful conviction that's been brought to us by yet another Innocence Project. We also have special episodes planned that will follow Adnan's and Joey's cases, episodes that bring together some of your favorite voices from other podcasts, and of course, addenda episodes. And we are really excited that we'll also be bringing you an entire new set of voices, new hosts and investigators to join us this year. Here's a small preview of what's coming up for 2017.
I just want you to please just don't look at me as, all right, I got the case closed, this a criminal. No, man, please. Sometimes you have innocent people who get jammed up in situations, man, for real.
Well, know how I found you? The girl said the girl at the front door was pretty. She was a pretty black girl, and I was able to link it up through other things. Mm-hmm. Pretty young black girl.
I mean,
and you're not gonna be pretty.
I wouldn't disguise my face to anything.
You're not
gonna, if it was something like
you're
that.
Not gonna be a pretty young black girl
for long.
If you take these charges for these guys, you're not gonna come out a pretty young black girl. You're gonna be 50, 60 years old.
Yesterday at approximately 9 a.m. in the 1600 block of North Avenue, a number of officers made an arrest of a man who fled from them.
He was on his knees on the floor of the wagon, correct?
That is correct.
The police had their knee and his neck. He was like crushing his neck really hard.
I talked to the mayor last night, and she says she hasn't heard any evidence that there was probable cause to arrest him at all.
Whatever they said that he had, it wasn't worth his life. You didn't have to kill him.
Are you telling us this because you're afraid of any living human being? Now, I'm not talking about being afraid of maybe a punishment you might get from God or somebody you believe in, but
it already hurts him. If it helps him, okay, it helps him. But lay the cards on the table. For God's sakes, don't play with us, because this is a serious matter. You have a man that is serving a life sentence.
In 1993, a 17-year-old boy stood in front of a juvenile courtmaster in Philadelphia. 2 years later, through a perfect storm, that young man was convicted of a murder he had nothing to do with. That man remains in prison 22 years later.
The case we bring to Undisclosed has many twists and turns, and we're looking forward to working with the Undisclosed team to bring this incredible and appalling tale to light. We know that once you dive deep into this case, you will be as outraged as we are that our client remains behind bars and other very obvious suspects have gone unchallenged. So on behalf of the Pennsylvania Innocence Project and our client, I want to say thank you to Undisclosed for taking on this case.
I have to be honest, the first time I heard about this case, I was pretty gobsmacked, because it might be one of the craziest miscarriages of justice I've ever heard about, considering the facts and the potential alibi that this young man had. He was juvenile, you know, when he was arrested for the most serious crime anybody could be, for murder and premeditated murder. And even having worked all these years on Adnan's case and then going through the facts of Joey's case, I still found myself shocked by this case in particular, and I've been haunted by it ever since I heard about it.
Thank you.
It is our hope that working with the experts at Undisclosed will help bring this case to light and bring this man his decades-long sought freedom.